please welcome acoustic desk recording artist, the David Grisman Quintet!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we're glad that we finally made it here to Winter Hawk, you know. I got to play here a few years ago with my good friend Dale McCurry, one of the masters of bluegrass, and his sons. Good to see so many great pickers here and so many people, and it's a nice day, and that's real nice. You know what kind of music this is, don't you? Right, it's not bluegrass, but it is dog music, but we don't like to just restrict ourselves to merely playing dog music. We like to explore other styles, such as cat music even, you know. Which this next piece is really more in that category. Barclay's Bug. Thank you. That's from our, that's from the CD called Dogga Nova. It's kind of the Latin side of dog music. How do you, what do you folks think about Latin music? Is that cool? All right, great. As long as I'm doing a little marketing research, you know, for my, I have my own CD company, Acoustic Disc. I always like to find out what you, the CD buying public, want to hear. So, let me ask you, what do you, how do you feel about pop music? That's amazing. You know, everywhere I go, I ask that question. And everywhere I go, nobody likes pop music. I don't know what it is, how it got to be so popular. Or maybe it's a plot or something. But anyhow, what about pop music from 1947? All right. Because that's what we're going to play right now. It's one of my very favorite pieces of American popular music, recorded by the late, great Nat King Cole, Nature Boy. Thank you. So much. You know, I did become interested in this in mandolin playing the first time I heard bluegrass music, and I have to thank people like Ralph Rinsler and John Cohn, who's here, the New Lost City Ramblers, for helping turn people like me onto this kind of music. And I started trying to learn how to play bluegrass mandolin, and I noticed early on that all of my heroes, like Bill Monroe and Frank Wakefield and Bob Osborne and Jesse McReynolds, they all wrote their own tunes, mandolin tunes, so I just figured I had to do that too. So I sat down and went into deep thought, at least for me, and wrote my first tune, and then naming the tune was really hard, you know, for a kid from New Jersey, to name a bluegrass mandolin tune. So I got a map of Tennessee, and I found a place on there called Cedar Hill, so I figured that was a good name for a tune. And the following week, I wrote another tune, and I reached under the bed for that map of Tennessee, and I couldn't find it, so I ended up naming it Fanny Hill, which I'd like to play right now for all my friends that knew me back then. Thank you. I'd like to tell you the names of the guys in this quintet. They've been with me through thin. And this band is actually celebrating its 20th year of existence this year. And we have a new CD. It's actually three CDs called DGQ20. And it's sort of a retrospective of the band. It's got 38 tunes that have never been put out. A lot of them live, a lot of them crazy stuff from the studio that was nobody ever wanted to hear, but they're out there, so if you'd like one, they're at a special price. They got a book full of photographs and all kinds of stuff. But I would like to introduce now the longest standing member of this band outside of myself. He's in the band 11 years now, our bass player from Pacifica, California, Jim Kerwin. Next fellow over here comes from Davis, California. He's been in the band about 7 years now. He plays the mandolin, the fiddle, percussion, and at sometimes even concussion. He has his own new CD release out called Camp Town. Please welcome Joe Craven. What do you think of this flute player here? He's been in the band just about 7 years, too, and he plays flute, bass flute. He's about the world's greatest dog flute player. Please welcome Matt Eckel. And now the newest member of the group comes from Cordoba, Argentina. He's been in the band for 2 years now. He's an amazing guitarist and a master of South American styles. He's got a CD out, a wonderful, beautiful recording called Solos from South America, the guitar artistry of Enrique Coria.
Gypsy Nights. Please laugh, go. Gypsy Nights. Thank you.
you so much. Thank you. We're going to play one more for you because there's a lot of talent here today. We'll be back later on, play a whole bunch more. Thank you so much. It's really great to see so many friends here, and at least three of my old guitar players are here, John Carlini, John Scholl, and David Nickturn. Richard Green's here, Bill Keith. They're just a lot of great musicians. Gene Loewinger taking pictures. Okay, we're going to play one from the album called Garcia Grisman. Jerry and I wrote this the day we got back together after not playing for 13 years, and it's called The Grateful Dog.
the David Grisman Quintet. All the way from San Francisco, California. We'll be back again at 8:55 to entertain for you.
Oh, you didn't need to do that. We were going to come back anyway, you know.
Pigeon Roof. Just one chorus apiece.
We'll do something more in the bluegrass idiom. You know, the guy that gave me my first job in a real bluegrass band was the late, great Red Allen. And that was a wonderful education in bluegrass, and I got to make several of Red's albums and produce several of them, and I'm glad to say that I got back together with Red around 1991 for what was sadly to be his last album, a record called The Bluegrass Reunion, featuring Red, myself, and Herb Peterson, Jim Buchanan, and Jim Kerwin, and Jerry Garcia sang a few tunes on there, too. And I wrote a mandolin tune as a tribute to Red, and we recorded it on that record. And it's named after a little place in Kentucky where Red is from. John Cohen's probably been there. It's called Pigeon Roost. Thank you.
never stopped, nor has he stopped creating and innovating to this day. He's been featured on The Tonight Show. He's been featured in Newsweek magazine, among many other accolades and awards. One of the most brilliant and original musicians ever to grace our kind of music. And if we are ready, do we look ready? All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the David Grisman Quintet.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're glad to be back again here today, this evening. And we thought we'd go to Brazil for a few tunes. That was called Assanhado. That was written by one of my heroes, the great Jacob do Bandolim from Brazil. And this is a beautiful tune from the film Black Orpheus by Luis Bonfá, the music. Manhã de Carnaval, Morning of the Carnival. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I think it's time to get down. Yeah, and for that, for us to do that, I think this next piece is about as down as we can get. It was inspired by one of my great mandolin heroes, James Brown. At least in my mind, I always try to imagine what James would do if he had a mandolin in his hands, aside from the obvious. So this is a tune called Acousticity. John Scholl helped me record this, so we'll send this out to him if he's still here. Thank you. Thank you very much. For those of you who didn't catch the names of the guys this afternoon, on bass, James Kerwin. On violin, mandolin, and percussion, Joe Craven. On flute and bass flute, Matthew Eckel. And on the guitar, Enrique Coria. I'd like to play something from our latest release, which is a 3-CD set with 38 tracks on it, and there's over 70 minutes on each CD. We just filled it up with 20 years worth of dog outtakes, right? Yeah. You got it. No. This is the lamest stuff I've... No. It's pretty good, I think. A lot of it is live, but it's not an outtake any longer. And there are many tunes that were recorded that never got put out, and we'd like to play you one of them. And this was recorded in 1992, myself on mandola. This is a mandola, kind of a mandolin with a goiter condition. And Joe Craven played percussion, Jim Kerwin played bass, and Jerome Garcia played the guitar on this tune. Recorded the day after it was written. Dog Nation. Thank you. We're going to play something from an album called Songs of Our Fathers. It's traditional Jewish music that I recorded with a good friend of mine, Andy Statman, who's a great mandolinist and clarinetist and a monster musician. And I'd like to play a beautiful melody called Shalom Aleichem, meaning hello, goodbye, and may peace be with you all. I'd like to especially dedicate this to the unfortunate people who are on Flight 800. It's been a kind of weird weekend for us. We landed in Newark, New Jersey, just as that was happening, and we had to go to Amagansett, Long Island, which is right there. So that was kind of shocking. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. We've enjoyed picking for you folks here. We'll play one more. This is off the album Doganova. The title tune, Doganova. Thanks again. We hope we can come back here again before too long. We will be in New York City in September. We'll be at Town Hall, and I believe September 21st, somewhere around there. Thanks again. Thank you.
gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the David Grisman Quintet. From California to Winter Hawk, the David Grisman Quintet. Do you think we ought to have one more? All right, and right here is one of the ways that the Winter Hawk Festival goes the extra mile. Look who's coming out on this encore.
Thank you. Let's make welcome Vassar Clements. And Richard Green. And Del McCurry. All them other guys back there are invited. I don't know who shows up, but if John Hartford's around or Jerry Douglas or just whoever wants, we're going to do. I know this is a bluegrass festival.
We'll take this one over here.
Oh, yeah.
So,
fun time. How you doing, David Grisman?
Oh, real fine here today, Dale. You're looking mighty stout here tonight. You know, you remember about 22 years ago, a little bluegrass band called Olden in the Way? Well, you know, Richard Green fiddled in that band. And so did Vassar. And we'd like to do something. Well, I think he split, or he'd be here right now. But he'd be welcome. He's welcome up here anytime he wants. We've never tried this, so, you know. We just talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, well, you can just stick your guys' head. Everybody that knows the part, just do it. This is in memory of the man. Guitar pickers up in heaven. Now he sings around that great white throne.
often wonder, will we all be together someday? But the Savior needed angels up in heaven. Now they sing around that great white throne. White dove will mourn in sorrow. The willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow since mother and daddy are dead.
Once again, the David Grisman Quintet, and this time with Dale McCurry, Richard Green, and Vassar Clemens. All these gentlemen will be back later on. Dale McCurry will be out for a full set later on, and then, of course, we'll conclude our Saturday night at Winter Hawk with the All-Star Jam that will include just about everybody you've seen on the stage in the last 45 minutes. You will see them again. We're glad you love it. I do need your...